This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:07 on the evening edition with Lynn calling in from home and Hezrul in the studio.
Yeah, and I don't think it's a huge exaggeration to say that this year has been one of a lot of uncertainty and change for many of us.
Yeah.
Whether it's about things at work, at home, or at school. And a lot of that is happening because of things outside of your control, right? And I think that that can make the uncertainty feel a lot worse. And with that, I think today we wanted to focus specifically on students, because they're definitely in this boat as well.
Yeah, because of the CMCO students in the Klang Valley who are set to sit for the SPM this year, now find the exam delayed till January next year.
Yeah, that's really tough. I mean, I remember being in Form 5 and feeling like that exam was the be-all, end-all, right? It's going to determine whether I can go to college, get a good job, live a good life. And I mean, that's just not the case. Nobody's ever asked ever since. But it's a really big deal for students. And I think the postponement of it might be a relief to some, but then to others, and I would relate to this, it's just extending the pressure. It also would delay when you'd be able to apply for college because the results would be coming out later too.
Yeah, so while I didn't take SPM, I remember putting in long hours for the IB, which is somewhat similar in intensity. You know, sometimes it really gets overwhelming. And it was, like you said, Lynn, it drilled into my head that my results could essentially somehow make or break my future.
That's the problem, right, with education systems that are so rooted in examinations.
And really it comes down to these few hours of your life, right, that sort of accumulate to something big.
Yeah, and I think that that's a conversation that we probably need to have on a larger scale, this idea of examinations, but also this idea of students and mental health, because I think this, you know, intense amount of pressure can really affect students' mental health, and it's made worse when your studies are impacted by the outside world. So it's not just SPM students, right? Postgrads are finding themselves having to hit pause on their research or switching tacks entirely because of the pandemic. And with the CMCO now, they're banned from going on campus and therefore also not able to check up on any research they might be doing.
Yep, and this is especially true for students who work in labs, right?
Right.
Literally growing things and need to monitor experiments, and those experiments might literally die. I read a letter on Malaysia Kini from BK Song, who said that postgrads are really discouraged by this. They feel like their research might go to waste, and for those on scholarships, they're worried about being able to finish that on time, which I guess in turn affects their career plans too.
So I think that you know, every time that we've seen an MCO, whatever alphabet you put in front of it, every time we've seen an MCO announced, we see that there are new things that either aren't fully encompassed within the guidelines, or, you know, people are affected in ways that I don't think anybody fully understood at the time when they said that this was going to happen. Because I doubt that, you know, when they were drawing up SOPs, they necessarily thought about, oh, what about the postgraduate students who need to go to labs? What about this and that? And yet we keep seeing that happen. Every new round, you get people in new industries or very specific circumstances, a whole group saying, yeah, but this really interferes with my ability to live.
Right. And I think while businesses, for instance, right, certain areas are looking ahead to, I think the magic word here is like future-proof and anticipate these kinds of situations in the future, it looks like it's really, so far, it's really hard to do with schools, right, and students, and to anticipate and ask, you know, okay, how do we look two, three steps ahead and anticipate these things and try to find solutions that don't really exist.
And I mean, right now it's only 2 weeks, hopefully, but again, it comes back to that idea of uncertainty. So we're going to be speaking today to Alyssa, who is a Form 5 student. And then after that, Leila May Nae, who is pursuing a PhD in psychology at Monash University, Malaysia, just to hear their experiences. And if you are a student or if you're a parent of a student who is affected by the CMCO or whose studies have been really kind of completely impacted by the year that 2020 has been, what has it been like? Call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Right now, though, we're joined by Alyssa, who is a Form 5 student. Alyssa, thank you so much for speaking with us. How have you been coping with the pandemic?
I think the first MCO at the start of the year, I did pretty well. I kind of did everything that I wanted, you know, baking and drawing and everything like that. But this CMCO has been a little bit more stressful because we were in the midst of trials, so I kind of have to put my focus towards my study more. Yeah.
Right, and so of course your SPM trials have been delayed due to the two-week CMCO. Has the delay affected you in any way?
At first I was kind of relieved, but then thinking about it now, the timing was kind of unfortunate because I would have preferred to finish it off as soon as possible, because now I'm kind of flooded with schoolwork with those subjects I haven't sat for yet.
Mm. And with the start and stop, I guess, of physical schooling, at first, when the schools first reopened, were you relieved?
When schools first reopened, I felt really relieved because online learning to me just wasn't effective. I think that even teachers felt that way since they were trained to teach face-to-face, not online. So, yeah, being here at CMCO, it kind of feels like we're back to square one because online classes have started again and me just being confused in class also started again. So it's just been really tough for not just me, but I feel most of the Form 5 students.
Right, and how have you and your classmates been preparing for SPM? How have you had to adapt perhaps to studying during the pandemic?
Thankfully, with, you know, a lot of WhatsApp calls and Zoom meetings and Google Meets, we've been able to still have group discussions even online. So we've just been helping each other with homework. And yeah, because teachers can't really, you know, have time to teach us one by one online, it's harder. So we kind of need to have each other's back and help each other.
For sure. And what does your daily schedule then for classes and SPM prep look like right now during the CMCO?
This CMCO, I think a lot of schools are more prepared. You know, they've been more systematic and just they gave the schedule really fast for schools. So, yeah, we all have school until 12:30. And this way, all the students aren't left out. You know, we're all studying whatever subject we're supposed to be studying. I think that CMCO kind of takes away the, you know, the feeling that, oh, I'm going to sit for SPM, because even now, we're not even sure if we're going to sit for SPM next year, January. It could just be delayed because of the CMCO. And yeah, it's been really tough because my mindset is kind of all over the place. Like, I'm not even sure if I should study or not. I'm not even sure if I should stress out or not. I've just been really confused with how I should react. So studying, like, self-studying hasn't really been effective at home at all, because at least in school, I kind of know that I have to study at home. But at home, I'm kind of confused with what I should do with my time. Mm.
Is everyone else feeling the same way?
Yeah, I think for some people, they might enjoy studying at home because, you know, no distractions, or maybe self-studying alone is just much better for them. But for me, studying in a class with my friends is more enjoyable. It makes it less miserable and boring. And I can also ask my teachers face-to-face, because online it feels kind of rushed, like the teachers are kind of forced to learn. So it doesn't seem really effective to me.
And you mentioned just now that you and, you know, your classmates, you're not sure right now if the SPM will in fact be held in January 2021. But if it does happen, will you be confident when you're taking the exam?
No, I feel like it's more pressuring because a lot of teachers and even parents, like, they kind of expect this batch to do really well because, you know, we're given all this time at home just to study and stuff, but that's not really how it works. Being at home all day for a student is really exhausting. It takes up a lot of our energy because, you know, you just feel like you're doing it on your own. Even though there are teachers through your laptop screen trying to teach you, it doesn't seem helpful at all. So the pressure is really on because a lot of people are expecting our batch to do really well, but I feel like that's not the case, and we just feel really bad if we don't do well.
And you've touched on how it can be draining to study from home. Has COVID-19 and preparing for SPM taken a toll on your mental health?
I think that, you know, with COVID and everything, it kind of takes away, you know, everything that senior year was supposed to have for us. Like, we were supposed to do a lot of, you know, our last events in school together, like sports day and Hari Ke Usahawanan and everything like that. But it was all just taken away just like that. So even when schools reopened, it was just us sitting there learning for, you know, 7 hours straight. And it didn't seem enjoyable at all. There were no sports activities. There were no co-curriculum activities. It was just really draining, even when schools were open. So yeah, I feel like, you know, a lot of us just feel really down, even in school, because we can't even sit with our friends really closely, can't even rehat together. It's just really depressing sometimes.
Right. And I guess maybe this is not the best time to ask, but with everything going on at the moment, do you have any plans to further your studies after the SPM?
Oh God. My friends and I actually, you know, we had a lot of plans to just travel together, you know, do this together, take a gap year together. But as of now, we can't even think about all that because we don't even know if we should focus on SPM like yet, or we should focus on trials yet, or we should focus on college yet. It's just been really hard for all of us because our future as of now, it's kind of undecided and just really blurry. So to think about, you know, what college you want to go to and how well we want to do in SPM and, you know, what we want to do is just really difficult.
And what are you hoping would be the best case scenario for the months to come?
I would really hope that, you know, the cases would go down and at least 4-5 students can attend school again, because I think that, you know, the 4-5 batch, we want nothing more than to just graduate school and get out of school and move on with life, but it hasn't really turned out like that for us.
Alyssa, you know, just wishing you all the best and thank you so much for speaking with us. That was Alyssa, who is a Form 5 student, talking about her experience in preparing for the SPM amidst the pandemic and now the return of the CMCO. After this, we'll be hearing from a postgraduate student on how the CMCO is affecting their studies. If you'd like to share your thoughts and experiences, you can call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Balming frustrated minds. BFM 89.9.
It's 5:21 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Hezril. We're talking today about the experiences of students during the MCO or the CMCO. Earlier, we heard from Alyssa, a Form 5 student, about how she's coping with the pandemic while preparing for the SPM. And now we'll be hearing from a postgraduate student.
That's right. We've got on the line Laila May Nair, who's pursuing a PhD in psychology at Monash University, Malaysia. Laila, thanks so much for joining us. So you had to change your research topic because of the pandemic. Could you tell us what happened and why you made that decision?
Hi, yeah. Okay, so I think that a lot of research students, well, not just research students, but researchers themselves also were very impacted by COVID-19. So especially those researchers who had to do field work. So we have to go down to the ground and, you know, really interview people and collect our data. So that really had a major impact because of COVID. Because, you know, if we have to adhere to the SOPs, a lot of us can't actually go out and collect the data. So that was a really big issue for a lot of postgraduate students. And especially for those working with the vulnerable communities. So usually we would see that, you know, if you actually have to go out and do fieldwork, you're probably working with a vulnerable community who might not have access to Wi-Fi and to internet, and you know, can't really engage with online questionnaires or your online tests that you intend to give out. So personally, I was intending to work with refugees. So that posed a big problem when COVID hit, because first of all, you know, you can't go out in person to collect the data. So that was an issue. And second of all, you know, you're dealing with refugees. And at that time, a lot of refugees were being rounded up by the police. So that was a major, major issue. So you have to consider that. And another thing you have to consider is your own safety as a researcher, because, you know, you're going out to collect data, you could potentially expose yourself to the coronavirus. Not just that, you know, not knowing whether you're asymptomatic, you might be exposing other people. So there were a lot of issues that, you know, we really had to sit down and think about. So, I'm in the process of changing my entire research project. So this was really a frustration with the postgraduate students, because, you know, we really wanted to work with vulnerable communities. We really wanted to, you know, get down to the ground and collect valuable data. But, you know, because of the COVID situation, we just couldn't. So I think a lot of us were really struggling to come to terms with that.
And so with that then, I mean, have you decided on your new topic?
Well, I don't really have a set topic. I'm still working out the details, but I'm looking more of the effects of COVID on the executive functioning on maybe university students, because that's something that I could potentially do remotely. So executive functioning plays a very big role in academic performance. And if our university students are impacted in their executive functioning, then, you know, how is their academic performance going to pan out over the next few years? And that's going to have a domino effect on, you know, their ability to search for good jobs. But that's still in the works.
I'd imagine that postgraduate studies is a very stressful process, right? Even in normal conditions, does pursuing a PhD in a pandemic add any further stresses and challenges beyond what you've mentioned earlier about having to change paths with your research topic?
Yeah, definitely. I think a PhD in itself can be very rigorous. And, you know, going through a pandemic doesn't make it any easier. You know, you've got so many uncertainties that you have to deal with in terms of, you know, not just in your personal life, but also in your PhD life, you know, in your project. Like, for example, you know, you could maybe make the decision to hold on to your topic in the hope that, you know, maybe COVID-19 would get better. But we don't know that for sure. So there's a lot of uncertainties there. But I think that a lot of postgraduates are really lucky in the sense that a lot of universities actually provide sufficient support. So you have the Postgraduate Student Association, you have on-campus counselors. So I think those are very, very important support systems that help the postgraduate students get through, you know, what they need to do.
And how are you feeling about the outlook for postgrads in the coming years? I mean, given that, as you said, there's still a lot of uncertainty around how the pandemic will develop.
I think uncertainty is one thing, but I think postgraduate students can really harness this and use this as an opportunity to put out some really good research papers, because COVID-19 is something that is fairly new. I think this is, you know, the first time that our generation has been through a pandemic. So it'll really be interesting to look at, you know, the after effects of the pandemic, or how this pandemic has, you know, really affected us. Because, you know, data is one of the most valuable things. And I think there's a lot of untapped data through this pandemic that we're going through.
Now, is there anything that you hope the government can do, or the higher education ministry specifically, to support postgrad students?
I think if the Ministry of Higher Education can put more money into grants, you know, to pick up some really valuable data on, you know, what can be done for like the future or like for the next pandemic, or, you know, how can we move on from this pandemic smoothly? So I think if the Ministry of Higher Education can put more money into grants for postgraduate students to investigate those things, I think that would be great.
Lila, thank you so much for speaking with us. That was Lila May Nae, who's a psychology postgraduate research student at Monash University, Malaysia. Earlier on, we heard from Alyssa, who is a Form 5 student who would have been taking her SPM this year and is now no longer doing that. So we're talking about how students really have been finding their lives upended by this pandemic and by the CMCO in particular. If you'd like to let us know what your experiences have been, or what someone you know, what their experiences have been like, you can call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.